This summer, we're going through a series we're calling Road Rules. We're studying through the Proverbs. Again, we're aiming these devotionals to parents so that you can, in turn, use them to have devotions with your kids while they're home during the summer. Proverbs 1:23 is our proverb today. If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. If you turn at my reproof, if you listen to my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. There is something in the human nature that makes it difficult to confront another person about sin or even the appearance of sin. Sure, there are times, there are people who believe reprimanding others is some sort of spiritual gift, but for most of us, the thought of pointing out another person's sin puts a knot in our stomach. Maybe our hesitation is based on an understanding of our own weaknesses or past failures, or I heard a lot of people say, man, I'd like to go talk to that person, but for the grace of God, there go I. And certainly that's true. But think of how many families would still be together, how many churches would still be thriving, how many times the name of Christ would not have been dragged through the mud if a believer had stepped to the plate and gently restored someone caught in sin, as Paul calls it in Galatians 6:1. In today's passage, wisdom is personified, and wisdom cries out in the noisy streets and reminds all who will listen that she is willing and ready to pour out her spirit on all who will respond to her correction. But to those who reject her, terror will strike them like a storm, and calamity will sweep over them like a whirlwind. That's what Proverbs 1:27 says. So whether wisdom confronts you while reading the word or through the loving rebuke of a person who cares deeply for you, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, Proverbs 4:6-7 says, the beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom that will cost you all you have. Get understanding. Father, when you confront us through your word or through your servants, may we be open to correction, willing to change, and ready to get back on the path of obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.